Yeah, I thought there was some really good football day. I mean, they're a good side, MK Dons. We know that. They were hoping to finish in the top 10, so I don't know whether they have or not, but certainly concentrating on our performance, I thought the two goals we took were exquisite. I thought they were very, very well taken.
There could have been more. I think it's now 99 goals scored in all competitions this season, and certainly David Mooney and Kevin Lisby both very close to that long-standing record of 20 goals in a campaign from Peter Kitchen back to the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, they link up very well, don't they, together, and as you say, the movement and the weight of the pass that Moon's put through for Liz's second goal was excellent. They were very, very good goals, and the build-up to them was first class, and that's the sort of standard that, you know, we need to set ourselves today, which is what we wanted, because we're underdogs going into the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. You only got to look at the bookies, and we're not given the chance.
You know who the opposition is now, Peterborough United, a side that have a very good record in the playoffs.
Yeah, they do. They're excellent, and it's an excellent side, and Darren's done a great job. They've already won one competition and played at Wembley, so they'll be looking to get there again, that's for sure. We know it's going to be very, very tough.
And it's going to be difficult for the supporters as well because of the redevelopment of London Road. There's not going to be too many seats for the travelling fans.
No, I think there's restrictions probably on all the games, Dave. I think that's what came out of the meeting that Lindsay and Matt went to on Wednesday at Wembley. So I think it was limited at most of the grounds, I have to say. You know, whatever we're able to take, I'm sure we'll fill all those seats, and they'll get right behind us on the day.
Because there were 1,300, over 1,300 here at the MK Dons this afternoon. Many in fancy dress at Cougar, but there's more celebrations to come, isn't there, Russell?
Well, look, we've got a mini league now, Dave. There's an awful lot more football from our point of view to play for. We've come such a long way, and you know, we have to give everything. We have to give absolutely everything if we're going to achieve something that would be truly remarkable.
But that final league table, the history books will show just what a good season this has been for Lake Norwich. A third place finish, 86 points. Last season, that would have been automatic promotion.
I think the chief exec just told me he just disappointed me by telling me 5 out of 7 seasons it would have been enough. But look, it is what it is. And we play Peterborough, our focus, our minds, everything that we do, our preparation, our planning, has to be all about Saturday and our game against Peterborough.
What about injuries ahead of that one? Scott Cuthbert not featuring even on the substitutes bench this afternoon.
Yeah, he had a slight hip problem, so we weren't taking any chances, which we haven't done, as you well know, over the last few weeks. So we weren't going to risk that, but we will be pretty hopeful that he'll be available next Saturday.
Any other concerns after this bruising match?
No, I think we're okay. I managed to whip my two front men off, didn't I? And Lundstrom's come off as well, so I made the substitutions, as many as I possibly could. Perhaps would have made 5 or 6 if I was allowed, but that's not in the rules, David.
The confidence must have taken a huge boost after back-to-back victories.
Well, even before these two wins, I actually thought we were playing some very, very good football, perhaps not quite getting whatever it is, that bit of fortune, the rubber, the green against Wolves, for example. Didn't think we deserved to lose at Crawley. It wasn't a great performance, but I certainly didn't think we deserved to lose. So, there were some good performances without us getting the reward, but the last two games we got that reward, and it's nice to go into the playoffs having won two games.
This season so much about character and spirit, and that's going to be crucial now, isn't it, for the playoffs?
Everything. We don't have to change everything. We just have to maintain what we've done all season, and you know, it is a one-off situation, and you know, it's a now situation, and there's nothing for second place, unfortunately. And you know, all those values, all those assets, all those strengths that we've shown over a long, hard season, we have to show. We have to maximise everything that we've got.